95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Here with me today is color and style specialist from Gravity Hair Salon, Billie Jo Farren. But she's not here to talk about hair today. She's here to give us some inspiration for the holidays. Hi, Billie Jo.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
You recently started a lifestyle Instagram page giving inspiration to your followers.
Yes. I wanted to share things that I loved and that made my life really easy with other people.
And what is your Instagram?
Inspo by Jo. Inspo, I-N-S-P-O dot by B-Y dot J-O, Jo.
What made you think of doing this?
I've wanted to do it for a while. I just feel like I try things, so I should share with other people what I like and what works for me.
And I love it. I love that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a very do-it-yourself type of person. I love crafts and finding different deals and things like that. So I love following your page.
Yep, that's how I am. And I love to make things that usually cost expensive too on a dime.
Okay, perfect. And during the holiday season, everybody loves to save money. So you came with some ways that we can decorate inexpensively.
Yep. First, I would say, as far as your tree goes, you could do a lot of different things. People come into my house all the time and say to me, I absolutely love your tree. Where's this from? Where's that from? Where'd you get this? And honestly, half the stuff that I have is from the dollar store.
Oh my gosh.
If you could believe it.
Well, I saw the picture of your tree on Instagram. And when you said that some of that stuff was from the dollar store, no way. Because I just went. So I did my tree yesterday, actually. And I went to Michael's. I got a bunch of stuff for the tree. And it was on sale, so I did get a good deal, but Michael's can get expensive.
Yes. Sometimes I pick up things at Michael's. Same thing. Usually it's half off and it's inexpensive, but I'll pick it up and be like, $10 for this?
I'm not buying it.
Yes.
Unless I have the 40% off coupon.
Yes, right. So I know I realized this a few years back. I went into Dollar Tree specifically. I don't know why. They happen to have really good stuff. And I found a lot of different things that maybe at first glance you will think is not cute or won't work. But if you shove it into a tree, you don't see like the imperfections of it and can really zhuzh up a Christmas tree really nice.
So you're kind of talking about the fake flowers and things
yep.
like that, where it comes with that very cheesy plastic looking green stem.
Yes.
You're hiding that is what you're doing.
Totally. I looked at those, thought they were ugly. And then I thought again, and I was like, actually, I think if you stick this in and all that you see is the berry part of it, that'd be really cute. I will say definitely buy things in, even if you don't think you're going to use them all. Buy like four or five of them. Because I have gotten two of things, gotten home and been like, this actually looks really cute. Now I have to go back.
Wish I had more.
Wish I had more. I don't know why I do that when it's the dollar store. Because yeah. What's the big deal if I have too many? Same with Michael's. So they do have a lot of really nice sprays and different things that you can stick in as well that are affordable. You just have to look.
And you have to get it when it's on sale.
Yes, 100%.
Michael's goes on sale. I mean, it's not even Christmas yet. Half the stuff is 50 to 60% off already. Speaking of not having enough, I always buy a ton. And I'm like, this is going to be too much. But if I have leftover, I'll just return it. And I never have leftover. I always need as much as I buy, sometimes more.
Yes, 100%. I always think that it's going to be enough. You would be surprised how much you can stick in a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I do think, back to the whole different themes, because I do have some people who have younger kids and say to me, I could never have a nice tree like that. But I think, why not just do a nice tree, lots and lots of lights, and just do maybe a garland around it? That would look really pretty, where the kids can't ruin it. Do you know what I mean? If you have little kids that might pull off ornaments and stuff.
I put all of my plastic ornaments on the bottom of the tree,
mm-hmm.
and I still do put glass ones up, but I put them kind of higher up, and it all blends in.
Oh, totally. Yes, I always do that. Or like the stuff the kids make, put closer down the bottom because they're not usually breakable.
Oh, I put that in the back of the tree.
Yeah. Oh, Kathy, my husband always laughs at me because the kids will put something up. I'm like, that looks so cute.
It will look better back here.
Yes. Yep.
Well, you know what I do, and I've done it for years, is I get a separate little tree, a smaller tree, still real, that my son can decorate completely 100% his own. I give him lights. He can wrap the lights around. He can put bows on. He can put any Christmas ornaments he wants on. I'll even let him get that terrible tinsel if he wants to get that.
Yep.
I let him do whatever he wants on his tree. And he also helps decorate the big tree, the main tree, but he can do whatever he wants. I don't give him any direction on the small tree.
I love that. I always tell people, why don't you do that? If you want a really nice tree, do a separate one.
For the kids.
That's when I never have let my kids completely do that, which I love that.
Because he gets so angry at me. I tell him, we'll do this, do that. And he's like, can I just decorate and you not tell me what to do? So I was like, okay.
Yes, I love that.
You absolutely can.
I really like that he said that.
Yeah.
That's when I started doing, I do two separate trees. One is more like fancy and nice. And one is I let the kids help. But then, of course, I redo it. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Of
yes, yes, yes.
I fix it as well when they're not around.
Yes. But I do like the idea of a full one that they can completely do themselves. That's a great, great idea.
So anything else to save some money for decorating?
I would say, too, back to the trees. As far as a tree skirt, this year I saw one that I liked. It was like a faux fur one at Target, which I was shocked, $45. Well, I nearly fell over.
Wow.
I know. I just think tree skirts can be a little steep. So a couple things that you can actually do. I have a big thing of burlap, and I just kind of put that around the tree at the bottom. So it does kind of give it a natural look. I can actually post pictures of that as well. It gives it a natural look. It's really simple, and it's very affordable. You can get it on Amazon. That, or even you could use a blanket, believe it or not, or those really large scarves that you put around your neck. You could put a couple of them under the tree and just kind of—
Make your own.
Yes, totally, totally.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yes.
Good idea.
Yep. 100%. There's lots of different ideas for tree skirts. Or honestly, if you have an old tablecloth, I'm saying like you do have to like zhuzh it and make it look kind of natural. You don't want to make it perfectly straight like a tree skirt.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Like if it's a little bit messy, it'll kind of look like it's supposed to be like that.
Yes. That's what I mean by like you have to kind of
zhuzh it.
Yes. I use that word all the time. I don't know what other word I could use in place of it, but
All right. You talk on your Instagram about simple decor, simple holiday decorations. What do you mean by that?
Yes, that one I really can't stress enough. I heard this years ago from someone, and until this year did I finally really put it into place. And I noticed it last year probably as well. I took out all my stuff, and I thought, I hate this. I hate this. This is too much stuff. And I have a smaller home. I just felt like by the time Christmas was done, I couldn't stand looking at any of it.
I couldn't wait to put it away. I agree.
And I put it all away, and then I think, oh, now I love my house again. It's so clean, crisp. So this year I said, that's it. I am not putting it all out. Why don't you guys make it simple? So a lot of those bottle brush trees, they're great. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You can get them at dollar bins.
They're saw them at actually at Five Below this weekend.
Yes. They are great. Mm-hmm. I added them like all over my house, little tiny touches. Even in my bathroom, I stuck one. They just look so nice at a little touch of Christmas. You don't walk in the house like, oh God, Christmas everywhere.
You're not overdoing it.
No, not at all. And then I think you can enjoy it more. It doesn't feel so cluttered. And I think a lot of people have a hard time decorating. It's not for everyone. I happen to love it, but some people get overwhelmed by it. And if it's not for you, then just keep it really simple. Like just do little touches everywhere, call it a day. And then it's also affordable because you're not spending a ton of money.
Talk about the centerpiece that you made for your, I think it was your coffee table.
Oh, yes. I loved that. So I had this idea. I wanted something for my coffee table, but again, didn't want some big goofy thing. And I also didn't want to spend $50 in some pre-made thing. So I ran into Home Goods. I grabbed found it on the clearance, a bowl. So you want to get like a larger bowl, or you could even do like a hurricane vase, something large enough. And then I just filled it with Christmas ornaments that I got from Michaels that were affordable. The entire thing, it looked gorgeous, probably cost me, I don't know, maybe $20. Because I got the ornaments that were very inexpensive. I added some of those sprays that you can get at Michael's.
They were like gold glitter, right?
They were gold glitter. Those, I didn't get berries. Those they have, it was like a gold champagne-y kind of color. And the ornaments were blush, gold, and turquoise. But that happens to be my color idea for the room. So I went with that. But if it wasn't, you could probably even do it with like a basket and make it more rustic. And do buffalo plaid, white, reds, and blacks, that kind of look. You could do all kinds of different things.
But so easy, simple to make, and it's very inexpensive.
It was so easy. It took me 5 minutes. I did cut up the spray. So look for maybe something too, like the gold champagne-colored spray that I got. I cut it up and then stuck it in between all the ornaments, kind of arranged it that way.
Yeah.
Because I think I only bought one. One went for the whole bowl. And it looks so pretty. Even my sister came in and was like, I love this little bowl that you have on this table. And I said, you could have the same look at your house.
Yeah, well, so. I was surprised because it did look very pretty. And I was surprised that you got all of that stuff at the dollar store or Michael's or wherever you got it all. It looked really nice.
You know what I filled the bottom of it too as a stuffer to not use as many ornaments was buffalo snow. That you can get at like AC Moore.
Oh, to kind of lift. So you didn't use the whole bowl is not filled with ornaments. You put that on the bottom and then added the ornaments on the top.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's great actually idea. On the topic of buffalo snow, a great filler for a tree. So in my one tree, I shred that after I put the lights and all, before I put the ribbon. That's one of the first things I do. I kind of shred that and stick it into the tree to make it look like snow.
Oh, okay.
Does add, again, volume and just adds a nice touch, especially on a faux tree where you can kind of see through it.
Oh, yeah. Fills in the gaps.
Totally. Because I have one fake and one real tree.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay. One fake, one real. All right.
I have to say, I was always a real tree. Decorating a faux tree is a lot easier.
Yeah, I know, because you can move the branches wherever the heck you want them.
Yep. I'd hate to admit it, but it is easier.
But I feel like the real tree, it's still just the smell in your house. Hopefully you don't get the spiders or anything else in your house.
I know, that's always my fear.
Oh, totally my fear. Yes. Yep. It hasn't happened, knock on wood, so far, so
ditto.
Hopefully I'm good. Okay, so you're hosting this year, and you also have a few tips for people who are hosting to just make it less stressful and, again, keep it simple.
Yes, I'm all about simplicity in my life. I think because I get overwhelmed easily and I want to really enjoy life, every aspect, all year round. So at Christmas, I want to as well. And it's such a fun season. Getting stressed about it, you're losing the point.
It's not worth it.
Yes. And even my in-laws always say, you sure you want to host Christmas Eve again?
And you're like me. If I host, I'm like a raging lunatic and don't talk to me. Everyone hates me. Why are you hosting again?
Yes. Well, a couple hours before, 100%. Yes,
yeah.
I'm a devil.
Yeah.
I'm running around like a lunatic. I want everything to be perfect. But leading up to it, the past couple of years, I started doing this. So this year, for example, I'm doing, it's an Italian night. So it's going to be sausage and peppers, meatballs, chicken cutlets. They're all things that I can make ahead of time. So my meatballs, I've already made, froze them. You could do sausage and peppers, freeze them. So think of things that you can do maybe ahead of time and freeze. Or honestly, consider even getting it catered. I've been thinking about take one thing off your plate, make it affordable. You don't want to go crazy. Or just maybe get a few dishes catered. You could even honestly get a lot from Whole Foods, Wegmans. A lot of them do that type of thing.
You can just maybe get your sides from them.
And you know what I notice about hosting? When I go to someone else's house, I have never been like, this was horrible. People coming usually are so appreciative that you're hosting. As long as there's food, the only time you'd ever hear me complain is if there was literally nothing to eat, because then I'd be pissed. I like to eat. But just keep it simple. People are happy that you're hosting. It's supposed to be about fun and the family and getting together. Don't go crazy.
Make sure you enjoy it.
Yes.
No,
and that way, too, a lot of my stuff I can put in crock pots or in Sterno's, and then I can sit back and enjoy it.
Great idea. So before you go, you are a hairstylist at Gravity Hair Salon. So
yes.
What's the most important advice you can give our listeners about their hair?
Ooh, that's a good one. I guess I'd have to say simple there too. So the best advice that I tell a lot of my customers is try to keep your hair realistic to what it actually is. So if you have fine, thin hair, don't try to expect it to be some big, voluminous, curly hair look, because that's not what you have. Try to make the best of your hair for what it is. So I have thick, curly hair. I could want to keep it poker straight and make it nice and flat, but instead I decided to just embrace what I have and enjoy it. I think the more that you fight your hair, the harder it is, and then you're also never happy because you want it to look like something else. So try to embrace your hair in its natural state and try to get little tips from your own hairdresser on how you can try to make your hair better. Or you can also follow me. I always put hair tips on my Instagram page as well for all different hair tips, not just thick, but if you have finer hair, there's tips on there for that too.
I like all of the tips that you give on your Instagram page, whether it's these holiday decorating stuff, it's great. And then the hair stuff as well.
People seem to love the hair stuff. I've gone to so many holiday parties this Christmas season and I ran into so many girls and I've said to them, oh, your hair looks cute. And they're like, I'm not kidding. I watched your tutorial. I did it. I had it on while I was curling my hair. Probably 10 girls I've seen that have said, this is an inspo hairdo.
It's working.
Yes. And that's, I'm so happy because I love sharing with people how to make it easy.
Everybody likes life to be a little bit easier.
Yes. It's supposed to be fun and you're supposed to enjoy every day. So that's why I want to reach out to other people. And I also want to keep it real. My kids can be bratty in the background. They can be screaming, but I just like it to be realistic instead of how social media is so
fake.
Yes. It's so funny to me sometimes. I even see pictures. I'm like, this girl has to be kidding. And I'm not knocking anybody's anything. But for me, I can't.
You keep it real.
Yeah, I can't be perfect.
Billy Jo, thank you so much for coming by today.
Kathy, thank you. This was so much fun. I loved it.
It was fun. And thank you for the tips. They're great. Make sure you follow Billy Joe on Instagram for more lifestyle tips and tricks and some holiday gift ideas as well. On Instagram, she's inspo.by.joe. That's inspo.by.jo.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Back on the show today is another lifestyle blogger, Devin Weaver. I had Devin on the show right before Black Friday to talk about some of the deals that were happening this year. She was so great that she's back now, and this time talking about toys. She's also the owner of MamaCheaps.com. If there is a deal out there, she will find it. Devin, thanks for coming back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you're here today to talk about some toy and gift ideas for your kids. So Devin, what do we have on the list this year as far as toys go?
You know what? There's a bunch of new toys like we see every year, but there are definitely some recurring themes this year. Much like every year, we're going to have hot new sets from Lego. You've got the Grindelwald Harry Potter. They came out with a whole new line. You've got the Hogwarts Castle and Fantastic Beasts. Those lines are really popular.
I was actually in London for the Eagles game, and they had a huge Lego store right across from the hotel I was staying in. And I went in there, and they had all of the Harry Potter stuff.
You know, you can do the studio tour there.
Yes, I do know about the studio tour, but there was no way I could go do that without my son. So I waited on that one.
Fantastic.
But I saw all the Legos there, but I didn't get them. So speaking of deals, I know you're all about the deal. I didn't get them because I looked on Amazon and they're all available on Amazon.
For now. They are available on Amazon. Keep in mind, these are new releases. They've only been out for a month or two. There's actually there's like a Harry Potter advent calendar that I saw.
Yes,
was actually that released mid-November.
There's a Lego advent calendar as well at Target.
Well, the advent calendars are huge. And every year I actually do on the site have a roundup of some of the most popular ones. And if you've never seen them, they are the coolest sets. A lot of people don't really understand what they are. If you're going for a Playmobil or a Lego set, some of these other brands, there's like a Hot Wheels one. So you're buying this set, and then the premise is that starting on December 1st, every day you open up a little door, just like a typical advent calendar. But in each door on these sets, there's a little toy. But at the end of everything, December 24th, what you have is an entire play set. So if you're buying like a Lego City themed Star Wars one, there's a Lego Friends advent calendar. At the end, you have an entire play set that your kid can keep forever and add to their collection.
We did the Lego set last year and my son absolutely loved it. And some days it was just one little Lego guy. He put it together. He would put it in the scenery that they had set up. And then, like you said, at the end, it was like a full scene and he loved it.
It's so fun. And we've done the Playmobil ones. Like last year we had it was like a country pony setting. And, you know, one day we opened up the door and there was a little pile of plastic poop. And that was probably a lot more exciting than it should have been for my then 4-year-old. But at the end of the month, we had a whole set of like the barnyard, ponies, riders, grooming tools, all this stuff. It was really cool.
And I know last year, those advent calendars sold out pretty quick.
They do. And so what you want to do is, you know, ideally you're starting to open them on December 1st. You want to pick them up well in advance if you can, because when they first release at normal price, you're talking like $30. For most of them, I think a couple of the Star Wars Legos might be $39.99. Those are normal, regular prices. Every once in a while, you'll see a price drop. But more often than not, you buy them so you have them. Because once November draws to a close, you can't find them. They become obsolete. You're going to be on eBay paying $200 for something you could have had for $30.
I bought our Lego Star Wars advent calendar in October.
Smart. And if you do happen to be online, especially like an Amazon site, and you see an advent calendar and the price looks ridiculous to you, it's because it's this year's and out of stock, or it's from a previous year. Because what most people don't realize is there's a new calendar every year. Because, of course, they're going to make a new calendar, so you want to buy a new one and add a new playset. So a lot of times if you see one for like $60 and you know that you already saw the current Lego City one, it's probably from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Makes sense. So we've got the advent calendar, Lego. What else?
Okay. So every year, like Barbie Dreamhouse, always a big hit.
It's back again.
It's back. I don't even know what they've changed, to be honest with you. But you've got a whole lineup of, you can get her a camper, you can get her an airplane, you can get her a house.
Oh, I had all of that when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. They're really hitting on that nostalgia chord. And they know that parents of today, some of these toys that I see coming out, I mean, my daughter, she's 10, and she's now had Rainbow Bright and My Little Ponies and Care Bears and all these things that have made a return because go 80s.
You wanted it.
Yeah. Either wanted it or I had it and my mom threw it out or something. So they're really big. I know that the Hot Wheels Ultimate Garage.
Again.
They have another model out. I think it's the same model as last holiday season. And they have a couple different models out. One has like a shark that eats the cars. One has King Kong that climbs up the tower. I have heard that they are gigantic in size, like 3 to 4 feet. So you need to make sure you also have enough space in your house.
You have space for it. Yeah. Well, even the Barbie Dream House, too. That's big.
It's intense. It's really big. So you have deals like those going on. The Furreal Friends. Every year they seem to come out with a new big interactive stuffed animal. This year it's a dinosaur. You're going to see a lot of dinosaur toys. You can really see the influence from the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchises. Imaginex, the Fisher-Price Imaginex playsets, they have a dinosaur.
I loved Imaginex. My son is kind of past that now. Yeah. We don't really get any of those toys, and that was kind of like a sad point for me. I'm like, oh.
We're kind of like right in the crux of it.
Yeah.
So like,
enjoy it.
Yeah, he's really into all that. We're kind of like putting away like the, he really liked the VTech, the Go-Go Smart Wheels, and like things like that when he was like three-ish. And now we're really moving into some of the big boy
the
toys,
big boy
as
toys.
I call them.
Yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
though he's still a preschooler, so I mean it's all relative, but yeah, the Furreal Friends, they're really big. I know the Paw Patrol toys are huge again this year. They have got a new big fire truck out. And then, I mean, let's just face it, honestly, anything that has the words slime, poop, or unicorns.
Oh, poop again?
Again.
That was big last year. I couldn't believe of the poop toys that there were last year, and I didn't get one for my son, and of course he asked for it, but that was like
my kids,
we skipped over that.
I mean, my daughter in particular, so with her it's anything rainbows and unicorn, my son anything poop, and they both like slime. And we were looking at toys the other night online, and I'm not even kidding you, there's a new game out. I think it's fairly new. It's called like Don't Step in the Poop. I'm not even kidding you, it's like you make poop with Play-Doh. It comes with Play-Doh and molds, and there's a big mat that kind of looks like a dog park. And you have to put them on the mat and you blindfold the kids.
Well, there's Don't Wake Daddy,
yeah.
Don't Wake Grandmom, like all
same
those
concept,
toys.
Same
concept,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the games, I mean, the games in recent years, I'll give the toy companies a lot of credit because they have really gone out of their way to promote family game night. I know the thought of playing board games with a five-year-old sometimes makes me want to hit my head on the table a little bit.
We have a lot of board games.
We have a lot. And sometimes it's torturous to like actually try to sit down and play them. But then I'm always glad that we did.
Yeah.
Because the kids love them.
I agree.
And it is such a great time. You know, you're putting the screens away and you're being interactive.
So speaking of the board games, I always found great deals on board games at Toys R Us. Toys R Us is now gone this holiday season. How is that affecting shoppers and where are people going for those toys? I mean, obviously, I know there's places like Target and Walmart. Is that where people are going?
So I think you're going to find toy stores kind of popping up where maybe they wouldn't have in years past, because I think some retailers are trying to absorb the giant gaping loss that is Toys R Us.
That is Toys R Us. I know, isn't it?
I'm not okay with it. Like, it's just, it's still sad. But I think you're going to see a lot of retailers trying to make up for that and offer the games. But the big box stores, Walmart, Target, they're always going to be good places to find those games. Amazon, a lot of times we can count on Amazon to run a gold box, like deal of the day, where they take, maybe they'll select anywhere from 30 to 50 different games, and they'll knock the price down. You're talking, I mean, I've seen, you know, Connect Four for $4, like just classic
games
you can stock up on. So there will still be deals on them, and they are still super popular. They're great ideas.
Back to the holiday toys. What else?
Last year, they had this thing called the Fingerling Monkey.
Yeah, we got one.
They're back. They have a dinosaur version this year. There are these things called Pomsies, which are like little balls of fluff, colorful fluff, Pomsies. There are the Little Live Pets line. They have come out with a couple new animals that seem to be doing really well. Also, Hatchimals.
They're back?
Why are Hatchimals still a thing? But they are.
They are.
They so are. You know what it really plays into? This blind bag obsession.
Yes.
So
my son loves it.
Oh my gosh. You could do a blind bag of vegetables, and I think actually my son would be excited. It's just all that anticipation.
Do you know the treasure chest that they have to dig into this like mold of clay?
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that one.
And there's little treasures in it.
Well, and the thing is with the toys, those are definitely going to be popular. Blind bags, anything that comes in a blind pack, including the Hatchimals, because there are now mystery Hatchimals where you don't know what you're going to get. There are smaller eggs versus the bigger eggs. And then look for, like, you know, every year the outdoor toys. It's hard sometimes to think of the outdoor toys at Christmas time just because it's cold and nobody wants to go outside. But it's a really good time to find deals on Power Wheels or other, like, motorized things like scooters are going to be really big this year. So if you're thinking ahead, and it is hard because Christmas Day, I think we just, you know, the kids open up their presents and we want them to be able to use them right away.
In the house,
sometimes,
right.
Like, you're going to have scootering around the kitchen and
rolling
over grandma, like, at dinner.
Yeah, that was part of being a kid, though. I remember riding my bike, scooter, roller skates, skateboard in the
Absolutely.
House. So is there a new twist on the scooter, or is it just the regular old Razor scooter?
I mean, it runs the gamut. You can get a traditional old scooter, like back in the old days that we had, or you can get one with wheels that light up. You can get one that has a motor on it. There's really any color you can imagine, any size you can imagine. It's really, they've come a long way. They do still sell the traditional ones, too. And I highly recommend, like, if you're looking for the little kid crowd, like Radio Flyer, they make great beginner scooters and bikes and, you know, all that good classic stuff.
You're on all the social media mediums, including one of my favorites, Pinterest, and your Elf on the Shelf posts have been repinned over 500,000 times.
You post these ideas because some elves run out of bad things to do in our homes, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that the elves don't have to be bad.
They don't?
Absolutely not.
Oh, see, my elf is so bad.
Well, see, we've had a family elf. His name is Obo. And we've had him, I think, like about 9 years at this point. My daughter just turned 10. And we first found out about the Elf on the Shelf when these are back in the days where my sister and I were still teaching young kids. And my sister, one of her preschoolers, the family had started Elf on the Shelf. My sister told us, this is so cool. It works on positive behavior management. And the elf keeps an eye and reports back. And we're like, oh my God, it's amazing. And it was hard enough to just find the Elf on the Shelf because they really weren't mainstream like they are today. So I think I was an early adopter. And we invited this little creature into our home. And I just started snapping pictures of the different things that he was doing. Sometimes our elf makes a mess. Sometimes he's been mischievous. And other times he just kind of sits there and hangs out. It did get to a point where our elf was doing zany things, probably because he knew that I had to post pictures about him on my website. They didn't even...
Sometimes the elves need ideas from other elves.
Yeah. So we just have continued along with the elf. And our elf traditionally comes back shortly after Thanksgiving every year.
All right. So, but why was it repinned over 500,000 times? What are the ideas that your elf has?
Well, I think at this point I just have 9 years, literally 9 years worth of elf ideas. For 9 years, for at least a month every year, every day, I have taken a picture of what antic or silly thing our elf has done, and I've posted it all in one post.
Okay.
So it's really truly like this master collection. And then over the years, I've added things like free printables. And, you know, if your elf gets accidentally touched, you can just, no worries. You just get some magical glitter. And I have a printable for that. I even have printable calendars. So if you don't want to deal with worrying about where your elf is going to be, just give the elf the calendar and he can figure it out for himself.
And, okay. And this is all on your website, MamaCheeps.com.
Mm-hmm.
Devin, thanks so much for coming by again.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just love the holiday season, and I love all of this talk about the toys and what the kids are going to want Santa to put under the tree. And then, of course, back to what we talked about with Billy Joe, some inexpensive ways to decorate your house and do-it-yourself ideas. So I hope this helped you out as well. We only have 9 days left until Christmas. Make sure you're enjoying the holiday season. I'm Kathy Romano. Happy holidays, and have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.